Let's humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you this high, holy Sabbath day, this day of Shavuot, day of Pentecost, Father, when the law was given to your people. As we stand before you this day, Father, we hope and pray that your law would have free course in our hearts and that you would touch our being, Father, with your words, that you would truly cause us to yield and surrender to you. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all that you've done for us, for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. It's only through him and his shed blood, Father, that we have this opportunity. Because truly the blood of goats and of bulls could not cleanse our sin. Father, we love you, and we thank you for the great sacrifice that you've given us through your Son. So help us, Father. Open our hearts and minds that we would hear your word and put it into practice in our lives. Help us, Father, to be a good example to those around us, that they might see us and praise your name and ask of the hope that is within us, so that your ministry in these last days, Father, would grow because the fields are white to harvest, Father. We know that it's truly your will that's being done in these last days. Satan is trying to destroy your work, but we ask, Father, that you would strengthen us. Help us to resist him that he might flee far from us, and that your work would grow and continue in these last days. We know that Yahshua has the victory over Satan, and we have the victory as long as we are covered by his blood and following in his footsteps and walking with him on a daily basis. So help us, Father, to be faithful and receive the implanted words you prepared for us this day. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. Can we all be seated? Yahweh has come to prove you, is the title of this message. Yahweh has come to prove you. And we know that to them that love Yahweh, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. Now, each one of us has a purpose. Yahweh has called us for that purpose. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to start in verse 1. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in the Messiah Yahshua. For the law of the Spirit of life in the Messiah Yahshua made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahweh sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because we know that today the law was given, also the Holy Spirit was given on the same day. For they, in verse 5, that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you can look at your life. You can see how you're walking and see which direction you're going in, whether you're after the flesh or whether you're after the Spirit. Not a whole lot of contemplation has to go into that. You know which direction you're walking in. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind of the flesh is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can it be. And they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. They cannot please Yahweh, those who are walking after the flesh. But you are not in the flesh, but the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of the Messiah, he is none of his. So you have to have that Holy Spirit to be one of Yahweh's people. And if the Messiah is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Yahshua from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up the Messiah, Yahshua from the dead, shall give life also to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells in you. And this is the purpose for us being a part of that, for us having Yahweh's Holy Spirit, so that we can be raised with him in that last day. Verse 12, it says, so then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you must die. But if you put the deeds of the body to death by the Spirit, you shall live. And that's what has to happen in our lives, brethren. The Spirit has to control. It has to overcome the flesh. For as many that are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, these are the sons of Elohim. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of Elohim. And if children, then heirs, heirs of Yahweh, and joint heirs with the Messiah, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. And we know that this life is a life of suffering. You know, people don't want to go through hardships, but we are told in Psalm 34 that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh will, he's going to bring us through each and every one of those afflictions. He tells us that in his word, and we believe him. See, just like Abraham believed him and it was reckoned to him for righteousness, we believe Yahweh. Verse 18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed toward us. They're not even in the same zip code. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the revealing of the sons of Elohim. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of Elohim. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails and pain together until now. And not only so, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit. The first fruits of the Spirit. One of the things about Pentecost is it's first fruits. That's when the first fruits offering was given. Okay? We read that yesterday. But the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for our adoption, namely the redemption of our body. For in hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes that for that which he sees? But if we hope for that which we do not see, then we wait with patience for it. See, we want to be a part of that first fruit resurrection. And for that to happen, we have to overcome this life. Yahweh has come to prove you, brethren. That's what the word of Yahweh has taught us. In verse 26, it says, in like manner, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of Yahweh. It's not according to our will, brethren. It's according to the will of Yahweh. And we know that to them that love Yahweh, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to His purpose. We're called for His purpose, not for our own. For whom He foreknew, He also foreordained to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be firstborn among many brethren. And that's Yahshua, the firstborn among many brethren. And whom He foreordained, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. They that are of the flesh cannot please Yahweh. We saw that in that passage. If we are of the flesh, we cannot please Yahweh. Turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. We're going to start in verse 1. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other Elohim before me. That's real or imagined. That's individuals, statues, anything that you place before Yahweh is an idol. You shall not make for yourself a graven image, an idol, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of those that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrong use of the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished the man that misuses his name. Doesn't say that we're not supposed to use it. It says that we're not supposed to misuse it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, or your cattle, or the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. How many people you know that were raised in the truth, that know about the Sabbath, are now violating the Sabbath, who are working on the Sabbath, who are doing things contrary to what Yahweh has commanded us? He's given these commandments to us for our life, brethren, to prove us whether we're going to sin or keep His commandments. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery in any form. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maidservant or his ox or his ass or anything that is your neighbor's. Get your own. It's just that simple. See, it's easy, and this is one of the things that Satan does. He makes it, I guess, pleasing to people to, you know, in that competitive nature, well, oh, your neighbor has this over here, but you don't. So then he gets people to sort of, wow, man, they do have a nice home. I'd like to have one like that. Not one like that, but I'd like to have that. In other words, I want what they have, instead of getting your own. And that's all you have to do is go out and get your own. Trust Yahweh to bless you with the things that you have need of. And sometimes He knows how far you can go. He knows that some people cannot handle wealth. He knows that some people cannot handle, you know, too much materialism, material things. It would take them away. He knows that some people, you know, can only have so many friends because they are, you know, the type of person that will be carried away. Verse 18. See, we came before Yahweh, standing before Yahweh as Israel did. We read Exodus 19 the other day. But here the law is given. And this is why we're standing before Almighty Yahweh, to receive the implanted word. It says in verse 18, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak with us and we will hear, but let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, fear not. For Elohim has come to prove you. And this is what Yahweh has come to do to each and every one of us, brethren, to prove us. And that his fear may be before you that you sin not. That's the purpose. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near to the thick darkness where Elohim was. In verse 22, and Yahweh said to Moses, in this manner you shall say to the children of Israel, you yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make other Elohim with me, Elohim of silver, Elohim of gold, you shall not make to you. An altar of earth shall you make to me, and shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. And this is what Yahweh has promised his people. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone. For if you lift up your tool upon it, you have polluted it. Neither shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness is not uncovered on it. Yahweh has come to prove us, brethren, and that his fear may be before us, and that we sin not. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. This is Moses talking to the people. It says, Yahweh your Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from among you, of your brethren, like to me. To him shall you listen, according to all that you desired of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb in the day of the assembly, which was what we just read, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I do not die. And Yahweh said to me, they have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. So it's coming in the name of Yahweh. His words are coming in the name of Yahweh. And that's what Yahshua did. But the prophet that shall speak a word arrogantly in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohim, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing does not follow, if it doesn't come to pass, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it arrogantly. You shall not be afraid of him. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 30. Remember, Yahweh has come to prove you today, brethren. This is what the message is about. This is Stephen preaching to the people of Jerusalem. Verse 30, it says, "And when 40 years were fulfilled, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And he drew near to behold, there came a voice of Yahweh. I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not behold. And Yahweh said to him, loose the shoes from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and have heard their groanings, and I am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you into Egypt. This Moses whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? Him has Yahweh sent to be both a ruler and a redeemer with the hand of the angel that appeared to him in the bush. This man led them forth, having worked wonders and signs in Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, a prophet shall Yahweh raise up to you from among your brethren, like to me. This is he that was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him in Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received living oracles to give to us. Remember, no man has heard the voice of Yahweh or seen his form. This was the angel of Yahweh that spoke from the bush, as it says there in this passage. Because it says, and Yahweh said to him, loose your shoes from your feet, for the land which you stand on is holy ground. And he said in verse 35, the second part, it says, the angel that appeared to him in the bush. See, what we want to understand is that the angel of Yahweh is the one that came as Yahshua the Messiah. Okay? Now drop back down to verse 38. This is he that was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him in the Mount Sinai. Again, it was the angel of Yahweh, not Yahweh himself, but the angel of Yahweh that spoke to them. And with our fathers who received the living oracles to give to us, to whom our fathers would not be obedient, but thrust him from them and turned back in their hearts to Egypt. And this is something we cannot do, brethren. Yahweh has come today to prove us, to see whether we're going to keep his commandments or not. Saying to Aaron in verse 40, make us Elohim that shall go before us, for as this Moses who led us forth out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. They weren't patient. They couldn't wait on Yahweh. And they made a calf in those days, and that's their idolatry. That's what was in their heart, to worship back from Egypt. And brought a sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their hands. But Elohim turned and gave them up to serve the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, Did you offer to me killed beasts and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? And you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of the Elohim Raphan, the figures which you made to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon into captivity. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he appointed, who spoke to Moses that he should make it according to the figure that he had seen, which also our fathers, in their turn, brought in with Yahshua when they entered on the possession of the nations that Elohim thrust out before the face of our fathers, to the days of David, who found favor in the sight of Elohim and asked to find a habitation for the Elohim of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High dwells not in houses made with hands, as says the prophet, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is the footstool of my feet. What manner of house will you build me, says Yahweh? Or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. And that's the problem, not only with the chief priests and the scribes, but even with us today. Many of us resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed them that showed before of the coming of the righteous one, of whom you have now become betrayers and murderers, you who received the law as it was ordained by angels and kept it not. Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, talk about Stephen, looked up steadfastly in the heaven and saw the glory of Yahweh and Yahshua standing on the right hand of Yahweh and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Yahweh and saying, Sovereign, receive my spirit. No, I'm sorry. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one accord in unity. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Yahweh, saying, Sovereign, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Yahweh, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he said this, he fell asleep. And this is the reaction of the leadership, see, of Israel. That was their reaction. They want to kill. They want to follow their father, Satan the devil. The word of Yahweh shall come to pass. Turn to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 13 and 14. It says, and I saw in the night vision, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like the Son of Man, and he came even to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all the peoples, nation, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So it doesn't matter what Satan motivates people to do. They cannot overcome the kingdom of Yahweh. They cannot destroy the kingdom that is being set up. It's already coming to pass. Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5, starting in verse 1. It says, Now shall you gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops. He that laid siege against us, they shall strike the judge of Israel with a rod upon his cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, which are little to be among the thousands of Judah, out of you shall one come forth to me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from an ancient era, from ages of eternity. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travails have brought forth. Then the residue of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and shall feed his flock in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his Elohim, they shall remain, for now shall he be great to the ends of the earth. And this is what Yahshua has done for each and every one of us. He's taught us, his flock, in the strength of Yahweh, and in the majesty of the name of Yahweh, his Elohim. Even despite the ban on the name, Yahshua used the name of Yahweh profusely. He taught in the name of Yahweh. And they shall remain, for now shall he be great to the ends of the earth. And this man shall be our peace, when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod, which is Babylon, and the entrances of it, and he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he comes into our land and when he treads within our border. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the middle of many peoples as dew from Yahweh, as showers upon the grass that stay not for man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations in the middle of many peoples, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he goes through treads down and tears in pieces, and there is no one to deliver. Lest your hand be lifted up above your adversaries, and let all your enemies be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh, that I will cut off your horses out of the middle of you. And this is the war implements. And will destroy your chariots, and I will cut off the cities of your land. And will throw down all your strongholds, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of your hand, and you shall have no more soothsayers. And I will cut off your carved images and your pillars out of the middle of you, and you shall no more worship the work of your hands. And I will pluck up your Asherim out of the middle of you, and I will destroy your cities. And I will execute vengeance in anger and wrath upon the nations which listened not. So this is going to happen to all Israel. This is going to happen to all the nations, the Gentiles, that listen not to the word of Yahweh. Because Yahweh has come to prove you. Today is that day the law was given. Today is that day that the Holy Spirit was given to Yahweh's people. But we have to keep in the forefront of our mind what Yahweh has come to teach us. Tells us here that he's going to raise up someone from Bethlehem. And we know this is speaking of Yahshua the Messiah. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 5. Yahweh's wrath shall be accomplished. Ezekiel chapter 5. We're going to start at verse 5. In this manner, says the sovereign Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the middle of the nations, and countries are all around her, and we know what's going on over there right now. All of those countries that are around her want to destroy her. And she has rebelled against my ordinances and doing wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries that are all around her. For they have rejected my ordinances, and as for my statutes, they have not walked in them. Yet they were given to Israel on that mount. And they said, all that you say, Yahweh, we will do. But they did not. Therefore, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because you are turbulent more than the nations that are all around you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my ordinances, neither have done after the ordinances of the nations that are all around you. Therefore, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, behold, I am against you, and I will execute judgments in the middle of you, in the sight of the nations, and I will do in you that which I have not done and to which I will not do any more the like because of all your abominations. Therefore the fathers shall eat the sons in the middle of you, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments on you, and the whole remnant of you will I scatter to all the winds. Therefore, as I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore will I also diminish you, neither shall my eye spare, and I also will have no pity. A third part of you shall die with pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the middle of you, and a third part shall fall by the sword. And a third part I will scatter to all the winds and will draw out the sword after them. In this manner shall my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my wrath toward them to rest. And I shall be comforted, and they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken in my zeal, and I have accomplished my wrath upon them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation and a reproach among the nations that are all around you, in the sight of all that pass by. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment to the nations that are all around you, when I shall execute judgments on you in anger and in wrath and in wrathful rebukes. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, when I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine that are for destruction, which I will send to destroy you. I will increase the famine upon you and will break your staff of bread, and I will send upon you famine and evil beast, and they shall rob you, and pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. This judgment, his wrath, Yahweh's wrath, shall be accomplished upon Israel and Judah. And when you look back over history, you see that a lot of this has happened, has come to pass. And why is it? Because Yahweh has come to prove them, and they failed in not keeping covenant, in not doing what they said they would do. They said, all that you have said, Yahweh, we will do. But that's not what they did. Turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 12. It says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders worked among the people, and they were all with one accord. They were in unity in Solomon's porch. But of the rest, no one dared join himself to them. This is after the Holy Spirit was given. This is after they had received the power from on high. However, the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to Yahweh, multitudes both of men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that as Peter came by, at the least his shadow might overshadow some one of them. And there also came together the multitude from the cities all around Jerusalem, bringing sick folk to them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. So the work was growing because the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given on Pentecost, was at work in the group. See? But they were in one accord. They were in unity. Verse 17, but the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. And they were filled with jealousy and laid hands on the apostles and put them in jail in public ward. But an angel of Yahweh by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, they entered into the temple about daybreak and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison house to have them brought. But the officers came and found them not in the prison. And they returned and told, saying, the prison house we found shut and in all safety, and the keeper standing at the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man inside. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were much perplexed concerning them to which this would grow. They were worried about this work growing, about people hearing about this miracle. And there came one and told them, behold, the men you put in the prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people. They're doing what Yahweh commanded them to do. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them, but without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intent to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter, remember what Pilate said when he washed his hands. He washed his hands and said, I'm innocent of this innocent man's blood. And then they said, let his blood be upon us and our children. That's what they said. But here he's saying, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intent to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey Yahweh rather than men. And the Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you killed, hanging him on a tree. Him did Yahweh exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, which Yahweh has given to them that obey. So that means that the leadership of Israel did not have Yahweh's Holy Spirit because they were not obeying. See, they were keeping the letter of the law. They kept the Sabbath. As it says in Matthew 23, and I read that the other day, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, do as they say, not as they do, because they were hypocrites. But in verse 33 it says, but they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart. They were minded to kill them. See, Satan came out again. He constantly wants them killed. There's a reason for this. But there stood up one of the council, a Pharisee, named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in honor of all the people and commanded to put them forth a little while. And he said to them, you men of Israel, take heed to yourself as touching these men, what you're about to do. For before these days rose up Judas, giving himself out to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was killed. And all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man rose up, Judah of Galilee, in the days of the enrollment, and drew away some of the people after him, which is around Luke chapter 2. And he also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered abroad. And now I say to you, refrain from these men and let them alone, for if this council or this work be of men, it will be overthrown. And I'm telling you today, that's true. But if it is Elohim, if it's of Elohim, you will not be able to overthrow them, lest you be found even to be fighting against Elohim, which they were. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles to them, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Yahshua and let them go. And they therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. Remember, Yahweh has come down to prove you today, brethren, just like he did with Israel at the Mount when he gave them the law. And they said, all that you say, we will do. But we know they didn't. And every day in verse 42 in the temple and at home, they cease not to teach and to preach Yahshua as the Messiah. And we know the results of that. And we'll see a little bit of that a little later. 1 Peter chapter 5, First Peter 5, verse 1. The elders, therefore, among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of the Messiah, who am also partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Tend the flock of Yahweh, which is among you, exercising the supervision, not of constraint, but willingly, according to the will of Yahweh, nor yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as despots over the charge allotted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall be manifested, you shall receive the crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, be subject to the elder. All of you gird yourselves with humility to serve one another, for Yahweh resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxieties upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand, steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world. And the Elohim of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in the Messiah, after that you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. When we were in Africa, there was a letter that was sent, email or whatever, and it was about the leaders, the elders of YPTC, and why all of them had left. And it was kind of discouraging to read the letter because it spoke negatively of Yahweh removing Tyrone. He was killed. That's basically the letter was saying that, you know, there was a problem with YPTC, and this is why all the leaders were, you know, dropping and leaving. There was some problems with the organization. This organization was started based on John 21, verse 15. So when they had broken their fast, Yahshua says to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he says to him, yes, Rabbi, you know that I love you. He says to him, feed my lambs. He says to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he says to him, yes, Rabbi, you know that I love you. He says to him, tend my sheep. He says to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Rabbi, you know all things. You know that I love you. Yahshua said to him, feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you. Another is going to dress you, and shall carry you where you would not. Now this he spoke, signifying by what manner of death he should glorify Yahweh. And when he had spoken this, he says to him, follow me. Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Yahshua loved following. He also leaned back on his breast at the supper and said, teacher, who is he that betrays you? Peter, therefore, seeing him, says to Yahshua, teacher, and what shall this man do? Yahshua says to him, if I will that he stay till I come, what is it to you? You follow me. This saying, therefore, went forth among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Yahshua said not to him that he should not die, but if I will that he should stay till I come, what is it to you? This is the disciple that bears witness of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true. Speaking of John, because John was the one out of all of the apostles that ended up in Patmos. And he wrote the book of Revelation, and the book of John. In Matthew 26, verse 31. Then says Yahshua to them, all of you shall be offended in me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am raised, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter answered and said to him, if all shall be offended in you, I will never be offended. Yahshua said to him, indeed, I say to you, that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Peter says to him, even if I must die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise also he said to the disciples. What happened? Peter denied him, just like Yahshua said. See, the word of Yahweh shall come to pass, brethren, every time. And they did become offended. And they did scatter. Drop down to verse 47. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judah, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. See, they came from the leadership that was being motivated. Even though they knew the law, they were still being motivated by Satan the devil. Manipulated is a better word. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomever I shall kiss, that is he. Take him. And immediately he came to Yahshua and said, hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Yahshua said to him, friend, do that for which you are come. Then they came and laid hands on Yahshua and took him. And behold, one of them that were with Yahshua stretched out his hand and drew a sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Yahshua says to him, put up again your sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Or do you think that I cannot plead my Father, and he shall even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then should the scripture be fulfilled that thus it must be? In that hour, said Yahshua to the multitudes, are you come out against a robber with swords and staves to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you took me not. But all this is come to pass that the scripture might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. They all left Yahshua in his hour of need, just as he said they would. See, that letter that we got when we were in Africa, me and Willie, was saying some negative things about Tyrone, and Tyrone was the president of this organization at the time of his accident. And after Tyrone died, and this is what it's talking about, smiting the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And then we saw the elders, the leaders of this organization leave one by one. For whatever reason, they still left, okay? And see, what people don't realize is that if this work is of Yahweh, Satan is not going to overcome it. It doesn't matter what he does. Each of us are going to be challenged, brethren. You have to look deep within yourself and know that the word of Yahweh is going to prove you whether you're going to serve Yahweh or not. Okay? The work is going to continue. Yahweh is going to give the increase. All we have to do is be faithful. This is what Israel came. They said, all that you say we will do. But we came together as an organization to feed Yahweh's sheep. And this is what we're trying to fulfill. We're still trying to do this today. Regardless of what people do, wherever they decide to go, our job is to feed Yahweh's sheep. We know that Satan is going to come after us fast and furious and hard and try to separate us. See, from Almighty Yahweh. We know this. That's part of what we have to deal with. Because we've signed on when we took a part of this organization to be a part of it in these last days. Turn over to Micah chapter 4. We know that the adversary is behind the accusations. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the one that's trying to destroy Yahweh's work, and he's not going to be successful. Yahweh, through Yahshua the Messiah, has given us the victory. And Micah chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "But in the latter days it shall come to pass that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established on the top of the mountain. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. And many nations shall go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, and to the house of the Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he will judge between many peoples, and will decide concerning strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up war against sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken it. And all the peoples walk every one in the name of his mighty one, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh our Elohim forever and ever." In that day, in this time, that time stamp that Yahweh is showing us, says Yahweh, "I will assemble that which is lame, and I will gather that which is driven away, and that which I have afflicted, and I will make that which was lame a remnant, and that which was cast far off a strong nation, and Yahweh will reign over them in Mount Zion, from now on, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, O Migdal Eder, the hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Yes, the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pangs have taken hold of you as a woman in travail? Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shall you go forth out of the city, and shall dwell in the field, and shall come even to Babylon. There shall you be rescued. There will Yahweh redeem you from the hand of your enemies. And now many nations are assembled against you that say, Let her be defiled, and let our eyes see our desire upon Zion. But Yahweh's not going to let it happen. But they know not the thoughts of Yahweh, neither understand they his counsel. For he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. They're about to be threshed. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make you your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs bronze, and you shall beat in pieces many peoples, and I will devote their gain to Yahweh and their substance to the sovereign of the whole earth." Zechariah chapter 13. Verse 1, it says, "In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. And they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land." They're going to be cast out. "And it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that procreated him shall say to him, You shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of Yahweh. And his father and his mother that procreated him shall thrust him through when he prophesies. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he prophesies neither shall they wear a hairy mantle to deceive. They're not going to be like John the Baptist or Eliah, who wore the hairy mantle. See? But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a tiller of the ground, for I have been made a bondman from my youth. And one shall say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, says Yahweh of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones, and it shall come to pass that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts in it shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left in it. And I will bring the third part into the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim. Yahweh has come to prove you, as he proved Israel in the wilderness, when they came before him, and he offered them the law. They're going to say, Yahweh is my Elohim. He's going to say, it is my people, because they're going to accept him. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. It says, after these things I saw, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number, out of every nation, of all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, arrayed in white robes and palms in their hands. And they cry with a great voice, saying, salvation to our Elohim, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing all around the throne and all around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped Yahweh, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our Elohim forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, these that are arrayed in the white robes, who are they and where are they from? And I say to him, my master, you know. And he says to me, these are they that come out of the great tribulation. And they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of Yahweh, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall spread his tabernacle over them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun strike upon them, nor any heat, for the Lamb that is in the middle of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to the fountains of waters of life. And Yahweh shall wipe away every tear from their eye. When that letter came to us when we were in Africa, accusing, you know, the ministry of being bogus and not of Yahweh because of what had happened with Tyrone, they didn't know Tyrone. And see, this is what it was a problem for me, because these people who were writing these negative things did not know that this man was the glue that kept this organization together. That's why it talks about striking the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. He was the glue that kept this thing moving forward. See? But Yahweh allowed it to happen for a reason. See? He wanted to see who was faithful, who is trying to serve him. He proved this organization and these people. And truly, Satan could not destroy it. You think about everything that came against us from the time this organization was started up until this day. Satan has constantly been coming at us, constantly been trying to destroy, divide, come between families, husbands and wives, children and parents, families. He's coming between. He's trying to destroy what Yahweh has built. But what did Yahshua say to Peter? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. And Peter said, of course, I love you. I'm going to do it. And he did, till he died. Yet Peter had fallen several times. But the scriptures teach us that a righteous man will fall seven times and rise yet again. Brethren, we're going to close over in Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If Yahweh is for us, who is against us? And we know who is against us, brethren. But Yahshua's had the victory over Satan the devil. He who spared not his own son, but delivered up him up for us all. How shall he not also with him give us freely all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh who justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is the Messiah Yahshua that died, yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of Yahweh, which is what Stephen saw when they stoned him, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall tribulation? No. Or anguish? No. Or persecution? No. Or famine? No. Or nakedness? No. Or peril? Or sword? No. Even as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in the Messiah Yahshua, our Master. Brethren, Almighty Yahweh has come to prove you this day, whether you're going to keep his commandment or not. When Israel came and stood before, they said, when they stood before Yahweh at the mount, they said, all that he says, we will do. But they didn't. They went back. What about us? Yahweh has come to prove us to see whether we would keep his commandments or not, if we were going to sin. And I'm telling you today, brethren, Satan truly is trying to destroy each and every one of you. But he cannot. He cannot overcome us. He cannot win the victory because we've already become victorious in the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you stand strong in Yahshua the Messiah. If you'd rise at this time, we'll close with a word of prayer. Father Yahweh, we come before you thanking and praising your name that you've given us this Pentecost Day, this Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Father, this day of rejoicing, this day, Father, of understanding. We know, Father, that as long as we have you and the shed blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, nothing can separate us. Nothing can overcome us because you've given us the victory over death and this life and Satan the devil. So strengthen us, Father, again as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Forgive us for any shortcomings of sinful nature that we might have remaining. And prepare us, Father, to be a part of your kingdom as the first fruits of your brethren that are following in the footsteps of Yahshua the Messiah, who is the first of the first fruits. So help us, Father, to be faithful as we seek to overcome this world and Satan the devil. We love you and we thank you, and we are going to keep your covenant law, Father, the law that you've given to us. Help us to walk in your truth and follow after your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. In his holy name we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.